this is Richard Morgan with podcast episode 104, and we're going to continue with our study of Exodus in chapter 3 in the Call of Moses. This is part 5 of our study, and we're going to have a look at what God was doing in calling this man who 40 years previously had been the one who had killed the Egyptian and then had fled from Pharaoh. But in that, there was kind of like a foreshadowing of what Moses was going to do in rescuing the whole flock of Israel. And I use that word flock for a good reason, as you'll see in a moment. Moses is going to be a shepherd to the flock of Israel, and he's going to be the one through whom God will now rescue this people, as he had rescued that single Hebrew back in chapter 2 and verse 11. Where he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, and Pharaoh stood up for him. Well, that's the kind of person God wants. And so he's developed Moses for 40 years. And now, at the beginning of chapter 3, it says that Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Now, in case you don't know, Horeb is another name for Mount Sinai. And think of how this foreshadows what Moses is going to do a little bit later, not with the literal flock of Jethro, the flock of sheep, but he's going to be a spiritual shepherd of the flock of Israel. And he's going to lead that flock to the exact same mountain. And what does he see at Mount Sinai at this point? He sees in verse 2 the burning bush. Very well-known event. Have you ever thought about what's going on here with this burning bush? And this obviously attracted Moses' attention. He looked aside and he saw what was happening. And the angel then speaks to him out of the bush and gives him his commission. Now that also points forward to later on when Moses leads the spiritual flock of Israel to Mount Sinai. There it wasn't a burning bush, but the whole mountain was on fire. Remember, there was thunder and lightning and fire and earthquake, this great manifestation of the power of God that attracted the attention of the people. And God's voice again was heard from that fiery experience. So it's interesting. What Moses is going through here is a foreshadowing, or we might call it really a preparation for the greater task when he brings the people to God's mountain. And it's all part of Moses going through a training period. God chose Moses for a reason. He had the potential to lead this people, to stand up for God's people, but he had to go through a period of preparation. Previous to this, he'd gone through 40 years in the wilderness, and no doubt he learned a number of lessons about shepherding, for instance, that he could then apply to this situation. And that's how God works. God did that with his son. It wasn't as if Jesus somehow magically was able to go through his 3.5 year ministry and then die on the cross without being prepared beforehand. God found it necessary to have Jesus raised by Mary and Joseph, to go through 30 years of preparation. And then he went into his own wilderness experience, 40 days. And that experience was to prepare him for the task ahead. And God is doing the same thing for us. And what we look forward to ultimately is the kingdom of God. And the kingdom is going to be a place where we're going to be like shepherds to the nations of the world. We're going to help the Lord Jesus Christ govern this world. And that's a huge responsibility. So our lives now are a preparation for that. And the trials and the tribulations that we go through are all developing the right kind of mindset, the right kind of character that God is looking for those who will execute his purpose in the coming kingdom. So that's the reason then why Moses goes through all of these experiences, flees from Pharaoh, is in the wilderness in Midian for 40 years, and now has his final period of preparation at the burning bush. And One of the things I think it's important to mention here is the idea of angels in the book of Exodus. This comes out a number of times. When it says that Moses spoke to God throughout the book of Exodus, and especially when it says he spoke to God face to face, we read about that, for instance, in Exodus chapter 33. It's not as if God was literally there. God spoke through his agent or his representative, the angel. This is a subject which we'll just touch on a little bit in this podcast. And I think it's an important one because angels become very important in the book of Exodus. God sends an angel before the children of Israel in the journey through the wilderness. You can read about that in Exodus chapter 23. When Moses is up on Mount Sinai, he speaks to an angel. And he speaks to an angel here. And it says specifically that in verse 2, the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. But the interesting thing about what this angel says is that he speaks as if he is God. So in verse 6, notice what the angel says. He says, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Now, some people interpret this in what we Christadelphians think of a rather strange way. They call this, actually, some Christians who believe in the Trinity, a Christophany, which is a rather posh word for saying this is an example of an Old Testament manifestation of the pre-existent Christ, God the Son. And the angel here is just another term for this. This is Jesus appearing to Moses. And that's why he can say, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham. And Moses was afraid to look at God. Now, we understand this quite differently. This is not Christ appearing in some sort of pre-existent state. This is simply an angel who is representing God. This is an angel who speaks on behalf of God, who speaks in the name of God. He's a messenger of God, delivering God's message and speaking on his behalf. And so when he says, I am the God of your father, he's not literally saying, I literally am God, but this is the message that God gives to you. And when Moses was afraid to look at God, it wasn't literally then God who was in the bush. It was an agent of God, somebody who represented him. This is the doctrine of God manifestation, which is a key Bible idea. And the reason I want to emphasize this is because it's a lesson for Moses himself, because he is going to be a representative of God. This is probably part of Moses' education to learn through this angel who speaks on behalf of God. Well, Moses is going to do the same thing. In fact, later on in Exodus, we were told that Moses is going to be as God to Pharaoh. Moses is going to represent God to Pharaoh, so that when Pharaoh speaks to Moses, it's as if he is speaking to God. And that all points forward to the Lord Jesus Christ, doesn't it? Because Jesus spoke God's words. He did God's works. He showed what God is like. That when we see the Lord Jesus Christ, we see God's character. We see the purpose of God in him. And that's part of our commission too. The preparation that we go through now is because we are going to speak on behalf of God in a limited way now as we preach God's message. And then in the kingdom, governing this world with Christ, we're going to take over the role of the angels. And we're going to represent God. And that's obviously an enormous responsibility and an exhortation for us now, because, you know, when we talk to people about the truth now and say, I'm a Christadelphian, I am a, in effect, we're saying I am a representative of the God of the Bible. an app brings with it a responsibility that when people speak to us and when people see us act, they need to see who God is in the way we conduct ourselves. So with that little, very basic, brief look at God manifestation, that then sets the scene. And we're going to look at it in a little bit of detail in the next podcast of what it was that God, through this angel in the burning bush, said to Moses.